Welcome to Illuminated Lamb, where we discuss the themes of Christ and light as found in the scriptures. What I'd like to do in this episode is talk about what we find in the Gospel of John, chapter 17. This is known as the Lord Jesus' high priestly prayer. There's one verse in particular I'd like us to take a look at. It's going to be verse 23, which I will read in a moment. The prayer is one that the Lord Jesus prayed to his Father on the night before his death and his crucifixion. And it can be parsed out into two different sections. One of them is that the Lord Jesus is praying for his then present day followers, that they will remain strong in the faith. The second part of this prayer is for those who will be followers of his in the future, which the future of the first century AD is what we are now in the 21st century. So we are those who Christ is praying for within that prayer, which I find extremely heartening to find that the Lord Jesus is actually praying for each believer today. Those who will follow Christ, Christ prayed for almost 2,000 years ago on that agonizing night before his crucifixion. What we find in John chapter 17, verse 23 is of particular comfort, particular interest, and I'd like to read it in your hearing. John chapter 17, verse 23 reads, "I in them," and that's Christ speaking, the I in them and you in me, and the you is, of course, God the Father, "that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me." That's an absolutely staggering statement on the part of the Lord Jesus. Consider that in this prayer, the Lord Jesus is saying that the love that God the Father has for us as believers is the same love he has for his Son. I think that within those of us who are believers, in our extremely candid and honest moments with ourselves, we may actually flinch at that thought in the sense of, "Oh Lord, I know how sinful I am. How can you possibly love us with the same love that you have for Christ?" Keep in mind that this goes into an area which we won't be able to cover in this podcast episode, which has to do with union with Christ. For those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a union, a relationship with Christ in which when God the Father now sees us, he actually sees us through the lens of Christ. And again, what a staggering thought that the righteousness of Christ is something that is imputed or given to us because of faith alone in Christ alone. I wanted to bring this up because I've very rarely heard this verse used in terms of a Sunday school lesson, in terms of a sermon. And please understand, I'm not going to go all conspiratorial and say that there are people who are trying to hide this from us, even within the church. But keep in mind that the way that the verse reads, the way that the Lord Jesus prayed, is that the world would know. That's in context, the outside world looking in on the lives of believers would be able to tell that the love that God the Father has for us is the same as he has for his Son. This should be obvious to the world. And my concern is that within Elisa circles in which I've traveled over the last 40 some years, I very rarely heard this brought up in terms of believers. This is extremely good and encouraging news for us. I want to leave off with an anecdote of somebody who I knew in a Sunday school class, must be about 8-9 years ago at this point. And I happened to go through this verse. And this dear saint, a woman named Rose, she's now gone on to glory since then, was so moved by what she heard that day when I was talking about John chapter 17, verse 23, that she told me the next week that she spent that Sunday afternoon calling her friends, telling them, "Do you understand and know that the love that God the Father has for Jesus is the same love he has for us?" This woman was not new to the faith, and yet this was new news to her. And perhaps this is new news to you. And I want to reassure you, I'm not reading from some cultic literature. I'm not reading from some religion that started last week. This is in the New Testament. This is the Gospel of John. And it's giving us this level of encouragement. And I pray you will be encouraged by it, that you will understand that God the Father's love is so phenomenal that the one that we couldn't begin to compare ourselves to, the Lord Jesus Christ, in terms of his perfection, that he kindly imputes his perfection to us, and that the Lord God loves us in the same way. I pray you will be encouraged by this.